Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. That was a hoot. I think I'll probably stay here all day. There's stuff to hear from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock today and tomorrow at the Charlotte Hall Museum. And, yeah, it's just wonderful. It's really ramping up. People are starting to show up and set up. I'm here with this segment with Ann Stewart. And Ann is the Tourism Marketing Coordinator of the City of Prescott. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming out early. And you are a Prescott native.
I am, yes.
So you grew up here.
Grew up here.
Went to school all through high school.
All through high school.
Then went to Texas.
I went to Texas for college, yeah.
What college?
I went to Baylor. Yes,
well,
Baylor University. Go Bears.
Yeah. So you're back.
I'm back.
And you've got your dream job.
I do. I'm just so honored to represent my town in this way. You know, we live in a very special place, and I get to show visitors what Prescott and their surrounding area is all about.
Well, in case we have homeowners and Arizona residents who haven't heard of Prescott, what's your favorite thing about Prescott? Why should people come up here?
Oh, absolutely. Well, they should come here for all the same reasons. We all live here and love our town, and it's the history, the heritage, the outdoor recreation. You know, we have over 450 miles of trails in Prescott and the surrounding area.
Hiking trails?
Hiking trails. Uh-huh. Most of them are, you know, maintained. Some of the Prescott City trails and some of the forest trails are even paved. And so they allow for strollers and
wheelchairs.
And they all go from, you know, easy up all the way up to difficult. So there's lots of different types of trails.
And you have four seasons.
We do. We have four wonderful mild seasons, which allows people to come any time of the year. So there isn't a time they shouldn't come.
And I think you guys must have some kind of record for the most festivals city holds.
We do. Right? And, you know, that's another reason why people come here is that Prescott has so many local events, the Folk Fest Music Festival being one of them. Mm-hmm. And visitors come for all of those. What was it? 2 weekends ago, we had Oktoberfest. We had the powwow. We had the Corvette show. This weekend alone, we have the Folk Music Festival, the air show.
What's the craft show?
Fall Fest in the Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So no matter what they do, definitely be coming to stopping by the Folk Musical Festival today.
Absolutely. So, and it's really reasonable. $15, I think, to get in for a day pass or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, 10, I think. Yeah.
They can go to charlotte.org to find all the information if they're wanting to know. How many visitors do y'all have a year?
Well, you know, on average, and this number is from a walk-in number, and this is to the visitor center. So this does not include people that are calling the visitor center, people that are just getting their information from their hotels. Our hotels are a visitor center in themselves. They really provide enough information to visitors. But to the official visitor center, which is at the chamber, there's about 2,000 plus monthly, and that's like from about spring till about now, and it's reached as high as even 2,500 in some months. So again, that's just the walk-ins. That's not the phone calls or people that don't go in there.
How many people do you expect at a festival like today?
That is a good question for Charlotte Hall. I bet like over hundreds. I'm sure it's hundreds. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we always do the tree lighting. We do our broadcast during the weekend, and that is jamming, but it is so worth it. They got all the lights in the square. They have the Charlotte Hall Museum actually does a wonderful kind of a heritage.
They do Victorian Frontier Christmas, And if anybody's never been able to come do that, I recommend doing it this year. It's a really great time.
And you know what I like about all those things is just one thing to visit a town, but this kind of makes you feel embraced. Like you feel like you're welcome.
Good.
You feel like you're a part of whatever's going on, and that is just that's just worth $1 million. So
actually, I was going to report Charlotte Hall. They have 1,500 to 2,000 people that actually come through the Folk Music Festival.
Wow.
So that's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, at Rosie on the House, we give away a staycation every month. And we, our winner, they go to info@rosieonthehouse.com or they go to our website and go to the Travel AZ section and they sign up. And then each month we start over with a new list of people. So every month people get a fresh chance to try. And whoever we pick gets to go to Sanderson Ford and pick a car off the lot. We set them up in a hotel wherever they want to go across the state. And then they get to spend 2 days. And a lot of times they call us and say, oh, what do we do when we get there? Well, I think we have a couple coming up actually to Prescott.
Wonderful.
And they're staying at the Marriott Spring Hill Suites.
Great.
Which I stayed last night, and we always stay when we come. It's a couple blocks off the courtyard. Get a good night's sleep. It's just like being at home. You got a little kitchen area and a little sitting area and a bedroom. And it's quiet. I mean, I saw when I checked in, I was a little nervous. There was two families with lots of kids,
and they were
very antsy.
Oh.
And they came up on my floor, but I did not hear them one time last night. It's just a great place to get a good night's sleep.
And that location is fabulous, so close to walking distance. You can do a lot of things, you know, downtown and in the surrounding area.
Well, you know, I walked to dinner. I ate at the bistro on the corner. It was delicious.
Oh, yes.
The shopping here is fantastic.
Yes.
I always do my Christmas shopping up here because it's a little different. Nobody mm-hmm. in Phoenix is going to have what I found up here.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you could come up. You easily make a weekend.
Absolutely. And that's another reason why people come, the shopping, the mm-hmm. art galleries, you know, catching a show at one of our theaters or
they
coming
have,
to the
let's
museums.
Play right now, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes. I actually saw it Thursday night. It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I wanted to go last night.
We have
night.
A great, great local theater.
Yeah. So your cultural, your...
Yeah. History, heritage, culture, arts, outdoor recreation, our local events. Of course, we're Arizona's Christmas city. We have the world's oldest rodeo. So there's a lot of reasons.
There are a lot of reasons. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Hour 8, our outdoor living hour. We're actually going to talk about the grounds here at the Charlotte Hall Museum. Hang on.